Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's the 10th day of November 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 29 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades in northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 35 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And we're still getting shots of snow, and it's wet and cold and freezing ass, and I hate it. I've always hated the winter. But God, all the moisture. I'll take 20 foot of fucking snow in my yard and endure it. Just to get the goddamn moisture back into the ground because it has gotten insane here. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Pentagon exploits post 9/11 laws to wage secret wars worldwide. We're just waging secret fucking wars in the land of the free and the home of the brave and the open fucking goddamn books. I mean, God, you don't have no closed hearings in the United States of America. Never will happen. There's your goddamn federalists. Oh, we never. No one. Not like that ever will happen. Time for them to fucking be put in the fucking ground, don't you think? We'll be right back. Take your brain.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. I mean, it's not like we haven't known this has been going on all along. It ain't like it hasn't been reported. It's just what, you know, I seen a thing where the CNN, it's just like I said was going to happen. They're taking over the fucking internet. They had the broadcasting goddamn networks, people. And they got fucking bitch smoked by the goddamn internet from people coming on and telling the fucking truth. So what they do, they turn it over to the communists. Now the communists are, goddamn, their attacks on us are, they have no intent of attacking, fighting us because they know they'll get their ass kicked. But they're, I mean, every fucking, email, everything, they've got a hold of our fucking internet. And who handed that son of a bitch to them? The Pentagon exploits post 9/11 laws. There are no fucking post 9/11 laws. There are no laws that have been made since the fucking Bill of Rights. Plain and simple. Got it? You try and force something that fucking violates that fucking supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791. You go to fucking in the ground, you motherfuckers. Laws to wage secret fucking wars. You remember, goddamn, what the hell was the name, was that? It was one of those Clancy fucking novels, but I can't remember what, Clear and Present, I can't remember exactly what it was called. But you know, they were holding a congressional fucking hearing or a Senate fucking hearing. And they were talking because they wanted some money. They said, this will not be used in any secret psyops. You know, it used to be against the goddamn law. I don't want to say the law, against the administrative admiralty. I mean, the administrative admiralty would be a part of the goddamn fucking war machine. But it used to be, I mean, you couldn't use black ops. Remember when they got caught doing black ops? Oh, fucking what, Ronald Reagan trading fucking goddamn, guns to god, to trading dope, for dope from fucking, the Sandinistas, selling the dope here in the United States, buying fucking guns in goddamn Iran. And then sending those guns down to the Sandinistas in El Salvador. Remember that? And one person went to fucking jail. Ollie North. He went and did time in jail. And I heard him bragging about he's going to buy his kid a shotgun. So I guess the same fucking shit that they think applies to us. It doesn't apply to us. And they know it don't apply to us. They just claim their sovereign immunity. You see, when you and I claim our sovereign immunity, they want to point guns at us and try to fucking kill us. But that's why we gotta kill them first. We gotta wipe these motherfuckers out. We gotta get them out of this goddamn country. Or we can't be free. But anyway, secret wars worldwide. No, I mean, you know, we've talked a lot about it. I mean, there's nothing gonna fucking surprise you in this article. Cause we've talked about this right down the line as it was happening. And there wasn't nothing fucking secret about it. This is from the cradle. A report released last week by the New York University School of Law's Brennan Center for Justice details how the United States Department of Defense, DOD, has been allowed to covertly deploy troops and wage secret wars over the past two decades in dozens of countries across the globe. Who has the authority to allow them to do that? Nobody! This is all goddamn mafia. Play right in your fucking face, mafia. Among the nations in West Asia affected by these so-called secret cooperations authorities. Well, we just created a secret cooperations authorities and named the fucking George Washington as president of the United States. And we named this guy over here as the goddamn secretary of state. And this prick over here, was that how you do that shit? I guess if we bring 100,000 fucking people or 700,000 people down to fucking Salem, we can do the same, right? Authorities are Lebanon, Iraq, Syria, Yemen. I mean, all these places where the atrocities have been committed against the people of those countries to steal their fucking resources for the fucking Jews. Plain and simple. Authorities are Lebanon, Iraq, Syria, Yemen. However, they also include many African and Latin American nations. That's what we tell you. You know, you fucking find some oil on your fucking land over there in any country around the fucking world. I don't care where you're at over there in Africa or wherever in the hell you're at. Shh. Don't you tell no fucking buddy. Or your best friend's going to be the fucking United States of America and the coalition. Their coalition of fucking buddies. And they're going to come and they're going to help you. They're going to slaughter your fucking people. They're going to take your fucking resource and give it to their Jewish fucking masters. That's what's going to happen. Known as security cooperation authorities. They were passed by the Congress in the years following the September 11th attacks. All in violation of the fucking Bill of Rights. They had no authority to pass these fucking policies. They're not fucking laws. They are in violation of fucking laws. They are in violation of the highest law of this fucking land. That goddamn Patriot Act is one solid fucking violation. Oh, that's only going to be used on foreigners and fuck you. You can't have it. You can't, hey, you fucking goddamn servant, you can't have that kind of power, no. And the answer is fucking no, oh, well, we'll just get George W. Bush, you know, that stupid fucking cocksucker, and he just write an executive order, and they say, fuck you and your executive orders. Your executive orders are fucking a violation of the fucking law, too, and you know it. And you're going to get every one of them crammed up your fucking ass until they come out your goddamn ears. It's saying this is just beginning. You son of a bitches, you head forward! Isn't that the goddamn communist fucking mantra? Forward! Get going, you sons of bitches! 11 September attacks and are a continuation of the 2001 authorization for use of military force. There's no such fucking thing. Remember when they were, we don't remember because we weren't there, but when they were selling that fucking Federalist fucking papers? Who could declare war, people? According to them, only people that ever be able to declare war would be, well, who was that? The Congress. Now you gotta, Congress just fucking goddamn subcontracted their fucking fiduciary fucking goddamn authority out to some private motherfuckers. I'm sure they're making a mint at it, but they can't do it. You can't subcontract your fucking fiduciary responsibilities or your fiduciary fucking authorities to anybody. That's what's wrong with this country. It's all being run by goddamn fucking esquires of the fucking King Charles. Through a goddamn non-governmental fucking goddamn agencies. You can't have them because we don't have control over them. That means we got to destroy them. A piece of legislation that has been stretched by four successive government. Why don't we just stretch it a little bit? We'll stretch it. You don't stretch the fucking law. I know the fucking law. The law is fucking fact, and it is not arbitrary in the slightest fucking degree. It cannot be, or it is not law. What you are doing is goddamn, this is fucking high treason is what it is. And it's sedition, and your fucking asses are gonna hang for it. You can't just write it down on a piece of paper, say, I mandate this. Well, who in the fuck are you and what's your authority, sir? Well, I'm a congressman, and my authority is, well, I'm a congressman. No, I want to see your fucking authority. I want to see the law, in the law, which is the Bill of Fucking Rights, which is the fucking unalienable law of December 15, 1791. I want to see your fucking authority to make this fucking move without violating the fucking rest of any other part of the fucking Bill of Rights or any of the fucking Bill of Rights. Violate any man's goddamn rights. I want to see your fucking authority to do it. I demand. I'm the fucking goddamn boss here. I'm the individual free sovereign national motherfucker. I'm going to par with that fucking stretch motherfucker cocksucker Charles over there in England. He's no better than I am. He has no more authority than I do. I am sovereign. According to the report, the AUMF covers a broad assortment of terrorist groups. Listen to this. This ain't something. And this is what we said. And this is when they said, we got to monitor the internet. We got to turn the internet over to the Chinese. And we got to. I seen that CNN guy come on there the other day. And it's CNN. It's like watching it on fucking TV. I told you this is what these pricks would do. And he's sitting there and he goes, now the truth comes from us. Remember, you have to remember that. When you want the truth, what we're saying is the truth. Everything, for don't listen to nothing else, because what we're saying, who the fuck are you? I would believe you? You lying son of a bitches have proven yourself fucking liars. You've proven that you are a goddamn communist organization. But I just love the way this prick just stood up there. You have to believe me. No, I don't have to believe you. What I'm going to do is hang your fucking ass. I bet you I can hang you in fucking less than half an hour, you son of a bitch, for what you've done already. Go ahead.
They get paid a lot of money to lie.
You goddamn right they do. They're fucking superstar liars, man. I just couldn't believe the gall of that son of a bitch. You have to believe, that's like me standing up in a room of people I don't know and say you have to believe what I tell you. I'd be a goddamn fool to. I don't know you. I know about your organization, CNN. I know you're a pack of fucking liars. I know the fucking lies that you've been caught in. I know what you fucking tried to do. You've pushed for fucking communism in the goddamn country that the emphasis is supposed to be a republic with an emphasis on the right of the individual. And that Bill of Rights stands. That fucking Constitution, I shit it out. It has never been fucking ratified by the people. It is not fucking consent rule of the people. It is a piece of shit. It has no authority. But that fucking Bill of Rights does, ratified by we the people. We said, yes, this is how it's going to be. And we put the 9th and 10th article there, so you'll never change it. You will never sleaze. You will never worm. Excuse me. You will never worm. You will never fucking slither. You passed it. You can't do it. You try and you try and you try, but you can't do it, can you? No matter what you can get your goddamn fucking paid fucking goddamn propagandists to go up there and say, the fucking truth cannot be touched. That Bill of Rights is written in fucking fact, and it's written in truth. It's written perfectly. It can't be cracked. There's no chink in the armor where you can get in and fucking destroy it. It will destroy you. That's what it's there for, to destroy you motherfuckers. And you international motherfuckers who think you're gonna put it together, kingdoms and shit like that, and we're gonna serve under fucking you, watch and see what happens to your ass. According to the report, the AUMF covers a broad assortment of terrorist groups, the full list of which the executive branch long withheld from Congress. I mean, this was supposed to be an open society. I mean, even you go to a goddamn local town hall meeting, and they sit there, well, here's your peasant's turn to, you guys can comment on what we're talking about. Let's hear your comment. And after you get done commenting, then they shut the thing, push you out, and they go in the back fucking room and do their goddamn dirty fucking criminal fucking activity. Don't you, son of a bitches. Don't ya? Excuse me. Executive branch long withheld from Congress and still withholds from the public because the fucking public hasn't fucking flexed its muscles in too fucking long. We haven't given them goddamn consequences for their actions. And if you do not, I mean, if you let a child just run fucking wild, and I mean, you know, stick things in goddamn sockets in the wall, just go completely fucking wild. There is no end to what that child will do. Until the child has to face consequences, it does not learn that there are things you cannot do. And that's what these son of a bitches have gone that far, because they do act like fucking children. I was reading comments on a story about some guy missed the fuck his dad's funeral, something crying around about it. I really don't give a fuck. But I mean, and you see these little punks. They're all little punks. They're wiener little fucking punks. And when the people go to fucking smack them around, here comes the goddamn Gestapo, the hired fucking unlawful fucking goddamn private fucking police for the goddamn unlawful fucking administrative admiralty goddamn corporation. The corporation can't exist. Its enforcement arm can't exist. It is a goddamn affront to freedom and liberty of the individual, to procedural due process contained in the Bill of Rights, to our right to the common law court and the common law procedures. It just is. Following this tradition, the security corporation authorities being abused by the Pentagon are Section 333 and Section 127E of Title 10 of the United States Code. There is no United States Code. It's not for us American nationals. We have nothing to do with that fucking government over there, except that we tell them motherfuckers what to do, and we say jump, and they say how high. That's it. Period. We hold superior fucking jurisdictional authority over this goddamn country. They do not fuck with us. And if everybody would just say, well, they don't fuck with me. You ain't fucked with them. Don't. There ain't enough of them to fuck with us, but they're doing it. Why? Because you ain't got the goddamn balls to stop them. You ain't got the balls to push one of them, let alone shoot the son of a bitch. But what they are doing is treason. It's high treason and sedition. It is an attack on your freedom and your liberty and your right to own property. And your goddamn forefathers are rolling over in their graves thinking what fucking cowards their progeny that they fought for to get those goddamn rights turned out to fucking be. But then again, you know, I was thinking about it earlier today. Only 3% fought that fucking war. The rest of the people sit around on their dead fucking asses like we're watching right fucking now. 3% got together and kicked the fucking shit out of the goddamn, kicked it, well, actually we didn't kick the goddamn British out of here. Because fucking old Stretch and his goddamn, his esquires and his private system of law are fucking active in our goddamn country. That is fucking, you don't get no higher treason. We should be attacking goddamn Britain right fucking now. For interfering in our in our internal politics. When we, if we beat the shit out of the British and we ran the British out, when the British left, everything British left with it, including their goddamn common law, including their goddamn royal fucking law, including their fucking charter, everything was gone. It was America. That's when we wrote the Bill of Rights. Well, that's when they went straight and wrote that Constitution unlawfully. Just a full bowl. We'll see who's the crookedest motherfuckers in this goddamn country. Who fucking led us into this shit? Oh, there we are. Georgie Washington. John Adams. There's Madison over there. Yeah. Well, Cornwallis has surrendered the fucking king's fucking sword at Yorktown. Well, who did he surrender it to? He didn't surrender it to the people who fucking stood up and fought at Concord. He did not surrender it to the people. These sleazy, motherfucking, scum-sucking, son-of-a-bitching, pig-shit-eating bastards sleazed their way in there, and it was handed to one of them son-of-a-bitches. And then they went, Joe King, George Washington, and all these, they were all the, fuck you! You were fucking traitors then, you're traitors now. When we take this country back, we're digging your fucking bones up and throwing them in the fucking ocean, you sons of bitches. I mean, people can't even realize that these are the cocksuckers that were oppressing the fucking colonists. Who do you think was oppressing them? The king didn't have troops here. He didn't, I mean, finally when the people started to rebel, he appointed royal governors. But it was the good old fucking boys. It was the one, I mean, the preferred, you know, the fucking ruling class. They were the ones that were fucking taking the king's dictates and fucking shoving them down the people's throat, taking their goddamn property away from them, throwing them in debtor's prison. I mean, could be raised the taxes. Hey, I'd like to have that bar over there. Yeah, just kind of like what you got now with this Masonic bullshit, huh? Same, probably the same fucking deal. I'd like to have that goddamn bar over there. Well, let's just raise the fucking taxes up so high he can't pay him, and then we'll take it from him and throw him in fucking jail for the debt. And that's what they did. This is how, what do you think this just happened overnight? You think that, but I'll tell you at least these son of a bitches, they take that tax collector and they just rip that son of a bitch down. Pour boiling hot tar over him. Tar and feather his fucking ass and ride him out of town on a rail and throw him in the fucking ditch. They had some fucking balls. That, you know, that's why they fucking won. That's why they were fucking feared. Because they had some fucking balls. They would go out, go, I'd really like to go out there and kick some ass right now, guys. But Jesus, man, it's cold out there. Oh, it should be cold to spend the night out there. Oh my God, I couldn't do it. It's just, weak! You're pathetically weak! You allowed yourself to become pathetically weak. We're all still, I mean, goddamn, we've talked about it before. You know, these kids are sitting on the goddamn couch playing these fucking goddamn video games. They sit there so fucking much as they're growing, their bone structures, well, I mean, they can't even put them in the service because they can't fucking function as a fucking soldier. They can't climb. They can't do what is necessary just to fucking live. And this is just, you know, this is just one fucking thing. Think about that. They sat on their fucking asses. I mean, when I was a kid, it was get off the school bus, in the front door, grab the BB gun out the back door. Until I was old enough to grab the .22 and out the back door. Until I was old enough to grab my rifle, jump in my fucking truck, and up in the mountains I went. I never sat still. I had too much shit I wanted to do. But these kids, they'll sit there and text each other across the goddamn room. They have fucking actually deformed their fucking bodies with those goddamn, see, they made them little square machines. All that technology was already here. That's one thing people need to know. They try to act like, oh goddamn, like this 5G. They already tested that back in the 70s and said it was too dangerous to be around people, you know. I mean, but hey, man, you know what? We got to have 5G. No, it's all right. It's all right. We wouldn't lie. Hey, we're CNN. We don't lie. We're the one. Remember, they told you it's written up there. The thing. We're the ones that are check the lies, and we're the ones that tell the truth. We're the truth tellers. Fuck you. You're a lying son of a bitch, and you will hang for your fucking lies. You'd be just like after Nuremberg. People got hung for fucking propaganda. You cocksuckers are going to get hung for fucking propaganda. Get it through your fucking head. Because things are changing daily. You keep on pushing. You're still pushing. I can feel you pushing. But until there are consequences, they're going to keep pushing. That's what the rest of you bastards out there better fucking realize. You're sitting there pissing and moaning. God damn, they're taking my goddamn rights. Finally, it's came to the point to you can't deny it. That they are absolutely, on purpose, trying to fucking strip you of your rights and make a goddamn slave of you. Oh my goddamn, it's a happening. It's really a happening. Well, I guess you better figure out what the fuck you're going to do about it. Are you going to go down on your goddamn knees, or are you going to stand on your fucking feet and fight? Because it's the same son of a bitches. These are the goddamn progeny of the sons of bitches that our people let live back in 1789. We should have killed every fucking one of them. They had all committed fucking atrocities against the people at one time or another. Even George Washington went like the Whiskey Rebellion. Who in the fuck are you to come? And you have no authority to tax the people. Tax our fucking liquor, you son of a bitch. But old man, he brought his little army down there and fucking enforced the fucking whiskey fucking excise tax. That was another thing that was in the fucking anti-federalist papers. They say they're not going to tax you. That they can't touch you. That the only thing they can tax is fucking imports and exports. I can't remember which one wrote it, but he said soon they will be. He said they will. If not put in check, they will come and they'll put an excess on your goddamn beer, or they'll put it on your wine. They sure as hell put it on your goddamn whiskey. You know the way it stands right now? Every drop of whiskey in the goddamn United States belongs to the fucking goddamn corporation. The way they have it written up. But it doesn't. The Bill of Rights fucking trumps it. The Bill of Rights is the highest fucking law in this goddamn land. The Bill of Rights says that these motherfuckers hang just for saying it. Just for claiming such goddamn authority they don't have. See, when you challenge go ahead.
I worked at National Distillers, and as soon as we made it, it had to go into a bonded warehouse.
Yep. Everything into a bonded warehouse. You goddamn right. And even if you got booze at your house. I mean, whether this label's broken or what might have you, whether the tax has been paid, they still can come in and check because it all belongs to them. No, it don't. None of this country belongs to the motherfucking government. They're not government. Belongs to that fraudulent fucking corporation that needs to die. What we got to do, people, if you ever want to be free in this country, that fucking corporation's got to go. And every fucking bit of this goddamn fucking statutes, all this fucking bullshit they fucking wrote that is in violation of the Bill of Rights, that is in violation of the highest law in this fucking land, that is goddamn subversion, has to go. You cannot have two masters. And we have no masters. I'm an individual, free, sovereign, national, in full possession of my goddamn rights under the fucking Bill of Rights, under the law of December 15, 1791. That's what I live by. That's my autonomy. If you can't come at me through that, you motherfucker, you come at me through anything else, I get to fucking shoot your ass. You try walking past that goddamn Bill of Rights to come at me, I'll blow your fucking head off. And it's my goddamn right to do it. And if the people just wake up, I mean, well, a lot of the people do understand. More people are understanding every day. More people are having to sit down and fucking probably on the fucking toilet because it is quite a fucking goddamn realization you're coming to there. I am free. I'm free as a fucking bird, but I gotta enforce it. If everybody fucking just, I mean, if everybody just had a year's supply of food, and enforced anybody tried to fucking violate your fucking rights, we'd have our common law courts back. Now, if you want to go to a common law court to settle the difference, that's what the son of a bitches are there for. But if you just think you're just going to come in and just, I look out there and you're moving my fucking fence. I walk out there and go, what the fuck are you doing? Well, I'm moving your fence. Your fence should be over here. Put that fucking fence right back where it belongs right now. You got fucking 10 minutes, son of a bitch, and I'm going to kill you. And if he doesn't, kill him. Because that is a violation of your rights. That was taking your, moving your fence without due process of the fucking law. That was fucking saying, fuck due process of the law. I'm gonna fucking move your fucking fence if I want to. Yeah? Well, I'll bury your fucking ass if I want to. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
We'll be right back. acting no cold steel, just games on TV. I'm burning hell before I sell my rights away from me. It's high time we embrace the tool that keeps all men free.
To the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:42 Pacific time, and that, of course, was Hard Job with Get Some. But you know what, boys? They can't get some until you fucking give it. Until there's consequences, they're going to keep... I mean, these little punk, pimp, spineless, shit-eating bastards are going to continue just to walk all over you. Because why? The shit on their feet, why? Well, because I don't want to get in trouble. You're in fucking trouble. You're in the worst fucking trouble that anybody in this country's been in, and well, since goddamn 1775, you're in big fucking trouble. But just nothing you couldn't cure real fucking quick, because you do have the means to do so. They have planted fucking armies behind your fucking lines. You've allowed it. They have goddamn pumped armies in here across your southern border. You have allowed it. They have fucking put themselves in positions. I mean, they've put mandates and shit on you that without, what, like I said, when I just before I was going to break there, I want to see the authority. Without authority, they have put fucking goddamn guidelines on you. They have fucking told you you're locked in your fucking house. You know why? Because you allowed it. At some fucking point, you're going to have to decide whether you're going to be free people or you're going to be goddamn fucking another dumbass communist, because that's what you're starting to look like. When the fascists fought the goddamn communists in China, the fascists are the ones that fled to Taiwan. But they had to fucking put chains, like leg chains, on the goddamn Chinese to get them to go fight the... But they were beating the communists. They were beating the communists. Oh, that's until the United States stepped in for the communists, just like the United States stepped in for the communists in goddamn Europe. This has been a setup. It's been a lie. It's been a deception. What we should have, people, God, you can't even imagine. I know what it is, and I know what it's been robbed from me my whole life. And that's why I got the hate deep. I hate these motherfuckers. Because you know what? This ain't fucking rocket science. And I should be able just to tell you this. And this should fucking so outrage you. I don't know what's happened to my people. You sat on the couch too goddamn long? They ain't been giving you that big a fucking scrap. That's another thing right now. They're giving pretty big table scraps, but they're getting ready to pull that too. Let's see how they're gonna cut the table scraps here. COP27 hypocrisy. Globalists munch down on meat as they push bug diet for the proles. I don't even know what a prole is. I know goyim. I've been called goyim. I'm a goyim. And I'm a goddamn, I'm an individual free sovereign national motherfucker that'll rip your fucking foreign fucking communist fucking head off and shit down your neck. But I've never been called a proles before, so I really don't know what that word means. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Galen for discussion.
Hey, Henry.
Pardon?
Hey, Henry.
Yes?
Yeah, the prole, that's like from 1984. It's, I believe that refers to the proletariat.
Oh, yeah.
Like a worker.
Yep. Got you, buddy. Thank you for straightening that out. This is from Breitbart, sent in by Galen for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. Globalist elites will be dining on a gourmet selection of meats, fish, and dairy at the United Nations COP27 Climate Change Conference in Egypt as they push supposedly more sustainable foods like bugs. We, you and me, should eat bugs, you see. I'll fucking make you eat some. You're going to, you motherfuckers, everything you're doing, you know, realize you're going to get a double dose of it. Beef medallion. With mushroom sauce, chicken breast with orange gravy, and salmon with creamy sauce and chives are some of the menu options the world leaders, diplomats, bureaucrats, and industry bigwigs will be chomping down on at the COP27 meeting in Sharm El, I can't even say these words, it looks like Sheikh's Egypt. This week, the COP Gourmet service also offers an hour and a half of a bottomless cocktails, 110 euros or $125 worth. Attendees are also offered delivery service for items such as paper cups, plastic water bottles, and wooden coffee stirrers. I feel so much like buying this for them, don't you? I mean, this is a free country, and we were supposed to be in fucking charge here. We are the superior jurisdictional authority here, and I didn't authorize this. I don't know who did. If I had the son of a bitch right here in this room with me to authorize this, I'd beat the goddamn hell out of him right here, right now. You son of a bitch. You do not have the fucking authority to give our goddamn wealth away like that. You didn't take it from me through a fucking common law court. You didn't fire, you didn't come at me as an individual in your individual capacity, and you don't have no goddamn court order. I would ask to see your authority to fucking give what's mine away, you son of a bitch. And when you couldn't show it, I'd give you a fucking thrashing. The menu flies in the face of the staged goal of the United Nations with the 2018 Intergovernmental Panel of Climate Change report saying meat analogies such as imitation meat from plant products, cultured meat, and insects may help in the transition to more healthy and sustainable diets. You know, I read about it. I can't think of the name of the fucking thing. I was reading about it the other day. But it's these rich fucks, and they say they've got to drive us down to where we were like in old England, you know, where you just surf and keep your head down, and man, and they're going to be all fucking mindy, and a lot of us, that's why another reason for the big kill off, you know, you got to kill a lot of us off, and so that they can have their rich fucking, comfy fucking life, you know, being served like they should be. You know what? I sit there and I think about it and I said, who's going to back your fucking ass, bitch, bastard, cocksucker? Who's going to back it? Who's going to make me? We outnumber you, son of a bitch, is so grossly, it ain't even fucking funny. Thousands and thousands and thousands to just one. If you could hire one, if you can hire 10, fuck, we still have thousands and thousands. We fucking just flat ass outnumber you. And who's going to go for a paycheck and face 10,000 motherfuckers to give you your fucking comfy life? Bitch, bastard, son of a bitch. But this is more of the same fucking thing here. We have the right to be elite because we stole your fucking goddamn countries away from you through the fucking currency fucking scam by the fucking Rothschilds. And we're all part of the same fucking 13 fucking bloodlines, and we're gonna rule again. We want you people down on your goddamn knees. We want you filthy. We want you paying your taxes with a fucking dead rabbit. You ain't getting it. You're getting killed. We're gonna extinguish you. once and for all, we're going to extinguish you from this goddamn earth. Every fucking monarchy, every fucking corporation, every fucking collective that thought that they could violate the rights of the fucking individual, you're going down hard. And you ain't never coming back. We're taking everything you got, and we're killing you. We're going to put you up against the fucking wall for fucking treason and sedition, and we are going to mow your fucking ass down. You're going to be dead. I might be dead. I might be dead getting there. But I guarantee you it's come too fucking far. Too many people know the fucking truth. And too many people, they see it. When every move you make, they just fucking they bristle up with the hairs on their fucking neck. You dirty cocksucker. You think you're going to slay me? You think you can take my fucking kid and rape it at 3 years old? You sick son of a bitch. You pedophilic prick. And I return to that always. We have no fucking excuse, people. We know for a fact that the pedophilia rings run around this goddamn country, around this world. We know that right now little children are being goddamn having things done to them, fucking unspeakable, fucking snuff flicks. Being killed for some fucking freak like goddamn, who was that son of a bitch? I'll get it in a second here, man. Goddamn it, Bushy's vice president. What the fuck was his name? Come on, Laura. George Bush Jr.'s fucking... Huh? Pardon?
Cheney,
that's Cheney. It. Yeah. A fucking senator. You know, a senator wrote in a book about him getting on the plane and watching fucking snuff flicks of fucking kids. I mean, just that right there. And it was a senator that wrote the fucking book. So evidently, you know, fucking these guys, I mean, a snuff flick on kids. And we allow it, people. Once again, you look back to see who's really responsible for this. We have the means to fucking shut this shit down, to stop it forever, to fucking make these son of a bitches pay in ways they cannot even believe. And we just keep letting them do it. How can we call ourselves fucking men? Jesus Christ Almighty. Do we need any more reason than that? I guess is the question. I mean, I consider just like what I'm talking about here. This is a fucking total outrage. I ain't going to eat your fucking bugs. I'll feed them to you, you motherfucker. And you'll eat them. But I keep coming, always come back to that because that's all the goddamn the worst thing. I can sit here and think in my mind, the worst fucking thing I can think of that they could be fucking doing is what they're doing to those fucking little kids. And they're doing it. And it's getting worse because of this goddamn pipeline up from the fucking south. Just think that those are kids are unaccounted for. What would they do? What have they done since the beginning? You think they didn't have their fucking dungeons in the bottom of their goddamn mansions and shit? Where little girls and little boys were kept for fucking entertainment? You know it's true. God damn it. We all know it's true. Maxine Maxwell, goddamn fucking, why haven't those people been fucking prosecuted? Why haven't they even got a fucking traffic ticket? Why? Well, because we can molest your little children. And I mean, 40,000 children come up missing in the United States every year. 40 fucking thousand. These sick son of a bitches are, we have no excuse. That's the bottom line. We should be ashamed, and I'm ashamed, and every one of you should be ashamed. We should be ashamed to call ourselves fucking men. And knowing that that's going on, and knowing that they have the goddamn list, and they haven't mentioned it since. It's been buried. Oh, we had to bury that because it was about international child pornography. Child pedophilia. We had to bury it. That's what everybody asking. Well, they buried that because it's about child pedophilia. You sick son of a bitch too, huh? You're a cowardly son of a bitch like me. We just let it happen. Think about a little defenseless kid. Can't fucking fight back. And they're doing this shit, and we're allowing it. We can talk about bugs. We can talk about the rich going to eat fucking goddamn steak while they're fucking pushing for the fucking goyim or whatever they called me there in the beginning, the fellow explained to me from 1984, the proles. We can talk about that. We can talk about all the fucking the atrocities that they're committing against us. I mean, what whiny bitches we are. How dare we be whiny bitches when we know what's happening to little children? It's a goddamn shame. It really is.
Well, I have to cut off electricity to get fuckers off their asses because this is ridiculous.
You're right.
That is true.
You're right. But every one of us is guilty. I'm guilty. Yeah. You're guilty. We're all guilty because we know this fucking shit's going on and we are not fucking doing anything about it. And that's the sickest thing. I mean, the shit with the guns and stuff, oh, fine. Well, you fuck with our guns, you get a... Oh, man, I'll fucking... You know, you got all the fucking organizations out there, millions of dollars. And everything, you know, fucking... We're going to... You try to touch our guns. Well, we got the fucking guns. I got a gun. I'll stop them. I'll stop the people coming for my guns myself. And you can do the same. But fucking nothing about these kids. It's just... Well, what's going on with it? Well, they covered it up because it's got Bill Clinton in it. You know, the face biter. Bite a woman's fucking, I seen that woman's face. He bit that sick in the head son of a bitch. And fucking Donald Trump talking about, you know, she wasn't my daughter. Sick son of a bitch. And then think about the little kids. I mean, think about the kids that are from, fuck, I don't know, 3 to 5 to 7 years old. Think what's being done to them. And we're sitting here fucking letting it, we know it's happening. Do we know what's happening? Yes, we do. We know what's happening. Are we doing any goddamn thing about it? No, we are not. We ain't doing a goddamn thing about it. Like right now, I'm sitting here talking about goddamn fucking bugs, eating fucking bugs and the rich people eating fucking steak. That's so insignificant. It is to what is happening to these children around the goddamn world. What is happening to these children? That's on us, guys. I'm sorry. We're all a bunch of fucking pussies that we would have took care of this shit. We couldn't let it go on. How about that? Oh. Well, we might as well go on to another fucking story this here is meaningless too. If we can't fucking protect the children, we're fucking worthless son of a bitches anyway. Mark Zuckerberg layoff message to media employees. And the only reason I bring this fucking article up is because all these people that thought this big fucking soup bowl was coming and they're going to get all this goddamn money. And of course, when he apologizes in this article, he apologized first to the green card holders, the people we never gave authorization to come in and take our fucking jobs. But here I am talking about our jobs. How significant is that to what they're doing? What they're doing to kids? I don't want to read no more. That's enough. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And hey, think about the kids. That is the Word from the Trenches.